No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Helping people to recover.
From yes, it. Yes. Well, with first responders across the board, that's what we do. We reach out to all of them.
Yeah.
And by the way, again, if you have something going on, you got some kind of, what do they call it, drive going on, job career day.
We're talking to the first responders now.
I am, and I'm talking to their departments. If you have something coming up
where
you are reaching out to the community, let us know about it.
Yeah.
So we can put that word out there. We
don't want to,
you know, we love Chief Brandon and hear from all the folks up there at Paulding County, but we know there are events going on all around.
Yeah, so. And then a lot of these agencies are always hiring, or they're always seeking applicants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the other thing. Let us know. We put the word out there.
What were you like?
Hey,
this first week, whether it's high school or college, when school ended, because that's where we are right
like
now.
Like a cat out of a bag. Oh man! Always,
that
always.
First week, that first weekend after school ended,
you just kind of lose your mind. I don't have to go. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, that's where we are.
Yeah.
That's where we are. We were with you on Memorial Day. By the way, today was the day of the first Memorial Day parade.
Okay.
I had to pause for a minute when I saw what year it was because it was shortly after the Civil War. It was like 1868. But if you had to guess where it was, what state had the first Memorial Day parade?
I would think Virginia.
Yeah. Ohio.
Ohio. Okay.
Ohio. Someplace called Ironton, Ohio.
Ironton,
had the
Ohio.
First. Yeah. There's been some stuff that happened on this day. I don't know why. Maybe it was just because it was the end of the month and people just feel like they had to cram some things in. But there's some significant stuff that happened on this. Like, here's one. And this is one I didn't know of the backstory, maybe because I didn't grow up in New York. But we're going to be, you know, we're watching the Eastern Finals continue between Indy and the Knicks. Madison Square Garden opened today.
Okay.
Madison Square Garden opened on this date. Again, the year, a little surprising, 1879.
Yeah, the original one.
Yeah, the original.
Not the one that we see now.
Well, I thought they just refurbished the one
we
see now.
Yeah, but it's a little, well.
No, I thought that was the main one. They just put some duct tape and repainted it and all that.
No.
Well.
It's the Yankee Stadium ain't the Yankee Stadium that it was.
But it's in the same location.
Not totally, no. Yankee Stadium, no. I think it's near it, but it's not the same one.
Kind of like Turner Field then, I guess, in conjunction to Fulton County.
Yeah, you want
to keep across the parking lot.
Right, right.
All right. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Madison Square Garden was named after somebody.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I figured it was somebody named Madison.
It was named after a president.
Okay.
The fourth president.
Okay.
There's your insignificant information.
I didn't know
it was named after James Madison.
Yeah.
I never knew that, so...
And then his wife had the cupcakes.
That's right.
Was that who it was?
Yeah, and that's who Miss Parton was named after.
Okay.
We could keep going down this rabbit hole if you'd like.
No, we're not going to go there. We can pull up.
Sam and Greg,
we got stuff happening.
On this Saturday.
We got the Braves in town.
Yes, we do.
And oh, man, you know, we're going to do a dive into them in a little while. But just that it's just kind of two steps forward, two steps back.
It's May.
You know, you get somebody back healthy, and now you got somebody that's going out. You know, Smith-Shawver is gone, and that's going to do some things to the rotation. You got to figure, all right, you're getting along toward the mid part of the season now. You know, you're going to make that come from within. Is there somebody up in Gwinnett that you bring in for that? Or are you going to have to go and, you know, go dealing and see who you can deal to come in and be a, and shore up this starting rotation?
Yeah, so, all of the above. And this ain't the only team trying to do that.
No.
So nobody feeling sorry for you. And I don't know that anybody would want to deal with you because Braves are in a weird position. They have a perception about them as a team, but if you look at the reality, and these guys have fallen behind 500, they're four games behind, looking up at Washington. Come on. Looking up at Washington.
Yeah. Hey.
So I just, like I said, hang my hat on the fact that this is May 31st, and there's still lots of time to turn the corner.
Oh, obviously it's time, but you know, you want to get things moving, and you figure with a Red Sox team that came in struggling, you would figure this team came in struggling, man, they're having a rough time. They come to town and poof, they get a win to start things up last night, and a happy homecoming for one particular player on the Boston team. We'll get into that.
Okay. Well, there's actually been a sighting, or there will be a sighting too. Of a guy. Maybe this is like when Barry Bonds got sick of hearing about Sosa and McGuire all those years, and then he did what he did and then came back and we saw what happened, right? I think this is what's going on right now without the added measures that people believe Bonds did. Is that a safe way of saying it?
Yeah, there
okay.
you go. Yeah.
Mike Trout's coming back.
Yeah.
He was that dude for the longest time, but he kept getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now he sees all the shine that Ohtani's getting and Judge is getting and some of these other players. He's like, hey, let me go back here and remind you guys who I am. We will see if that's the case.
We'll see. I don't know if he gets that. I think he's kind of like Acuna right now. You want him back. Just stay healthy, man. Just stay healthy. Your team needs you healthy. Don't come back with any, you know, I got to do something personal.
All right, let me tell you what we got going on in this show. You got Sam and I until noon. We're going to hear from Karen Pestana again. She's joining us talking French Open. Karen, of course, from Tennis Panorama. Caleb Johnson's going to join us and talk NBA playoffs. Jason Longshore getting us set for Atlanta United. They're taking on the Red Bulls today. It's a 3:30 pregame or pre-kick at 4:30. So Jason's going to join us. But coming up in our next segment is somebody, well, if you listen around the corner down the dial, under our same umbrella is Greg Street. And he's got an event going on today.
Yeah, he does. Golf tournament, and he's host for, and it promotes a great cause. And, you know, we just like catching up with him whenever we can because he is up early in the morning. And usually he's going out to fish, but today he's going to go out to the golf course. He's going to be down in Hampton, Georgia for an event, and we're going to talk with him in just a little while.
So he's hosting. He doesn't necessarily – do you know if he plays?
I don't know how much playing he's going to do.
But we'll
ask him.
Yeah,
we'll
I'm going to ask him. But if he plays, here's my question. What's more expensive in your closet or in your garage? A fishing pole or your golf clubs? What costs more? It's not an easy question to answer with him.
No, with him, right? You know what I mean?
And I don't even know how much fishing poles cost. Like really good ones.
Yeah. But you can bet that he's got something, you know,
mm-hmm.
put together pretty nicely. So.
So that is all coming up in the show. Like I said, we're going to talk to Greg here coming up at 8:20. But let's, as we do, coming in here on a Saturday, we've been away from you all week long. We'd like to give you our story of the week.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
It was kind of tough narrowing down the three I had. You mentioned one of them was A.J. Smith, Sarver. Him going out and doing what he did to this pitching rotation. That was one. The other thing is when you hear about something like this happening, it gives you reason to pause. I don't care what you think about science, whatever. You cannot deny what's happening in front of you. A glacier came down this past week.
Wow.
A glacier. It took out a whole town in Switzerland.
Really?
The village of Blaten the Swiss Alps, was destroyed on Wednesday when a landslide part of a huge glacier collapsed and just smothered this town. I'm just saying, you know, we're not going to get into this whole global warming stuff and all that, but something's going on because glaciers don't usually just happen.
True.
And break down like that.
True. Man.
There was a point in my life where I never heard a story like this, and in the last decade or two, I've heard a handful of them. that just tells you something. So that was one. And again, that's not the one that I really want to hang my hat on. I want to give some shine to this kid in DeKalb County. 11-year-old student. Did you hear about this?
Who's that?
Now, he didn't win it, but last year he came in 22nd. This year, this 11-year-old from DeKalb County, and I'm going to mispronounce his name, so I'm going to just kind of drive you guys to the AJC, and you will see it there. But there was a participant, I think his first name, the way you say it, is Sarv. And he's 11-year-old from Tucker. He came in third in the National Spelling Bee, the youngest participant to come in at that age in the history of the term of the Spelling Bee. Got to the finals, youngest to make it to the finals of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. So congratulations to him.
That's interesting because that's my story. Noel?
It is A. Claire C. Small.
A. Claire C. Small. E. C. L. A. I. R. C. I. S. S. E. M. E. N. T. A. Claire C. Small.
That is correct.
A. Claire C. Small. Never heard of the word. It means just something that's being revealed, something that's been obscure, and now it's revealed. You can see it. And that was Faizan Zaki, who 13. Who
say
was
his name again.
Faizan Zaki, 13-year-old, who was the runner-up last year and wins it this year.
So you got the winner.
I got the winner.
I gave you a little shine from a kid who was here locally.
Who was here. Because
you always talk about our folk. I want to give him.
But I thought this, because of, were you good at spelling?
Oh, hell no. I'm still not. No. I'm the worst. I spell things phonetically pretty good for what we do because nobody can see it.
All right.
But I'm a terrible speller. I am absolutely a terrible speller.
I mean, now, but I mean, when you're in school, were you a terrible speller?
No. No.
Were you a good speller in school?
No.
No?
No. I'm telling you. That was a blind spot for me. And that's what made my mother want to put me in traffic, not walk into traffic. She wanted to put me in traffic.
I was so with it, you know, but not to the point anybody would say, hey, why don't you consider this
competition? No, yeah, I wasn't that bad. I wasn't held back or nothing, but I just, it wasn't a strong point of mine.
Yeah.
There are people who can do that and
oh, no, with no problem.
Listen, let me just say this out loud because everybody that's listening at one point or another in their life has said this. I said it more often. Mama, can you help me spell this word? Go look it up.
Yeah. That was what
that drove me crazy. How am I going to look it up if I can't spell it? That was the constant argument in my house. And, of course, you and I came from teachers, right?
My mom liked the fact, and that's why I got to collect so many, you know, bubblegum cards. Because when I got to a word or a name I didn't recognize, I would come, and, you know, I said, Mom, can you help me with the name? And so all she knew was I was reading. So that's the teacher in her said, cool. So she let me have all of them I wanted. You know, that's the thing that encouraged reading for me, not just,
okay.
We can find words and whatnot. I scared them off all over the floor and it'd drive my dad crazy. But you know, but she thought, you know, my little round head baby is learning something. And so it was something that got me to learn. You know, them teachers, they got all kinds of tricks, all kinds of things you have to do, right?
And it's really interesting because you say it the way you did. I didn't excel in that. You did. You went into journalism. And I went into a world of speaking. And talking and being comfortable in front of people.
Yeah.
Now that's there is the little difference. Now, one isn't better than the other. It's just how things played out. But was your mother ever frustrated with you when it came to school?
No. I mean, well, at times she thought I wouldn't give my best. You know, right. It's something like that.
You ain't got no learning disorder, boy. Get up in there. You being lazy.
No.
Things like that.
Yeah.
When you got a certain grade. How come you're not doing? See, did you play a lot of sports?
Yeah. I was active in sports and whatnot. But there was always a thing where, you know, if you ain't getting this done, you know, threatening to take it away. Yeah. And so that's the other part of it with my folks.
I mean, I got better, but it's still, I was always walking to the edge of seeing what I can get away with as far as playing sports and not doing homework.
Yeah.
Listen, I graduated on time. I moved away, but moved through every year in elementary and middle school all of that, but.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Excuse me. I was never the strongest student.
Okay. And it's all because of these young people spelling, which we applaud. You know, we talk about it's competition and the preparation that goes in with the sports that we love to talk about here on the station and whatnot. There's a lot of preparation that goes into this, Greg, to prepare and to excel through the different levels to get to this. You talked about the kid from DeKalb County. Think about the levels they had to get through to get a shot at being at this, you know? So, I mean, the preparation for competition.
It's literally like training for a physical event.
Absolutely. Very much.
And
very
I've
much.
Seen some people.
And it's probably be exhausting. Back. Probably be exhausting. This kid, when he won, the first thing he fell flat on his back.
Well.
You know, he fell flat on his back right there on the stage, right? Because
there's just exercises. They got to get their legs in shape. These kids do a lot of walking because you got to stand up for the longest time.
The funny thing was he stood up to accept the word, you know, from the person who was going to give him the word.
Right.
He says, "Let's take a deep breath." So they don't. He said, "That didn't help."
Okay, I guess not, right? Yeah,
that didn't help, man. You know, I'm keyed in. I'm ready for this. Give me this word, right? You know, that's just like any other competition. Let's get on with it. Let's do this. You know,
and you
got to have that type of approach.
No, you're absolutely right. It's funny though. Again, too, thinking about that, you and I both picked the number one. Again, coming from parents, mothers who were teachers,
right?
And
the end of the school year, and you know, this is to me, it's quite fitting. To me, it's a big story this week. Yeah. Spelling bee.
I remember one year. It wasn't a spelling bee for me. I sang good enough to join a choir.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was nice. It only happened once. Because I can't really sing.
But why happened?
I don't know. You know, maybe my voice changed or something, but I couldn't sing after that. I couldn't sing to make the choir, but I made the choir one year.
Why?
And my mother couldn't have been happier.
Yikes.
Anyway, all right, we're getting started on this this Saturday morning. Thank you again for letting us be a part of it. Sam and I are going to talk to Greg Street next from V103. He has got a golf tournament going on. I want you guys to know about it. That is up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Whatever. I said, y'all want to do a Greg Street? Or which one can we do? Can we do Greg Street? Or we can do Greg Street Be Banging? I said, y'all decide which one you want to do. And I'm going to send it to him, and he's going to put you on the air.
Yeah, well, listen, we have other people with walk-on music. He got his own, too. And listen, all identifiable. When you hear that, you know, oh, where he at? You got to look around.
Yeah.
Like, walk-on music. Anyway, we asked a bunch of folks that responded to us talking about spelling. We'll get to that later on. would you do the honors and welcome
absolutely, our absolutely, absolutely, man. He's always doing something special, and he's up.
Yeah, he is.
And we don't know when he sleeps. But we're always happy to talk about something that he's doing. Just doing something good in the community. Is out early this morning, all the way down in Hampton, talking golf. Greg Street. Good morning, man.
Morning, man.
What's up, Sam? Chris, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, I'm hanging out with my girl Marjorie, Shane, and the whole crew, Monet. We're getting ready for this first inaugural golf tournament with Communities First.
Fantastic. To talk about what you're going to be doing with this, because you've been
man,
a driver.
Man, me and Zach, we hosting. They got a $5,000 first prize, $2,500 second prize, $1,000 third prize, and they're giving away a G-Wagon golf cart.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Sam and I asked out loud, who is tell us about Big Zach.
Big Zach, local green Atlanta. You know, he brought the healthy food options to the hood at MLK and Lowry. And, of course, he teamed up with Monet. They got a whole lot of things going on for the community, different organizations. They deal with a lot of when it comes to mental health is what the organization is about. But the golf tournament is just to bring a lot of people from the community together so they can get some awareness of what goes on with Monet, Shana, Marjorie, and the whole crew, what they do in the community.
Yeah. Now, what time does it get started? Where are you guys at, and what time does it get started today?
We're at Crystal Lake. Sign up is at 9 o'clock. So you got till 9 o'clock. Come get signed up, and we're going to tee off at 10 a.m.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. This is, you know, fantastic. I know you had them on your show this week talking about this event and the people that it's going to touch. I mean, what have you heard so far about number of people that are coming out to participate? Have you already heard a lot of people are coming out?
Hey, man, they're lining up right now. Golf carts are in line. Marjorie's she's doing the logistics right now.
Yes, yes. Get here early so you can get a golf cart and cash is flowing, y'all.
Yeah.
She's giving up the money.
Look at it. Well, look, once again, let's remind everybody, third place, $1,000. Second place, $2,500. And first place is $5,000.
That is fantastic.
Yes. And we got a cash prize for what?
The worst team.
We even get away a cash prize for the worst team.
Oh, really?
You want to tell us how much that is?
I get down there. I could end up getting that.
We got a cash prize for the worst team. And don't forget, a G-Wagon golf cart.
That is going to be awesome. That is simply awesome. That is awesome. Greg, you do a bit of this. You're going to be emceeing now. You're not going to be playing today,
right? You're not playing, are you?
I'm fishing today. I'm going fishing on a couple of these spots out here this morning.
See? No, he worked it out. That's right.
Right. You
got lakes all around golf courses, man. That's right in his wheelhouse.
Wow.
I'm going to be riding around the golf course all day, all morning, all day long with the guys, you know, just checking in with different people on the whole. I see Kendall Newsom is out here playing today from Teach a Child to Fish, and, of course, he's a graduate of Columbia High School.
My
former Miami Dolphin.
I know that's one of your partners you get going out. I've been waiting for you guys to hook up this Greg Street and Kendall Newsom do an NFL players, you know, fishing tournament. I've been waiting to see when y'all going to pull this together, man, because
we really do it for the kids. We may do something for the NFL players, but we do teach a child to fish. You know, a lot of people want to fish with the celebrities and the NFL players and all that. That's a given. That's like so. But we're really trying to teach kids to get into different things that's going to take their mind off of out the streets. You know, same thing like you said with Community First. It's all about giving people awareness when it comes to mental health and just how to be stronger and better individuals in the community.
That's the golf tournament that's taking place this morning for Community Inc. And Greg Street is there. Of course, he is social. You can always follow him at DJ Greg Street, at DJ Greg Street. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we need to just take a second and throw some flowers at Greg.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Well, he's not with us, but a little tribute to him. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game.
Because he's our guy.
Take us with you on the Odyssey app. When you hear this, normally we're going to hear that voice. And this is the closest we can come to it. But Gil Tyree, now up in Philadelphia, but longtime sports anchor here in Georgia. Friend of Mr. Crenshaw. I became friends with him over the years, but we want to wish him what?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gil Tyree.
Happy birthday to Gil Tyree today, man. Hope you're having a great day.
And we can say nice things about him because the Braves are done playing Philly. if they were still playing Philly, we might have waited a day.
Oh, man. But, yeah, hope his day is off to a great start. He has a magnificent day today.
And there was another shout-out that was there.
Oh, man, we got somebody else from here, right here under the roof.
I was teeing this up for you, man. This is batting practice pitching I'm doing for you.
Man, we got our own Damian Day-Day Lewis is celebrating a birthday today.
Day-Day!
Happy birthday to Day-Day.
Hey, birthday!
You know?
Hey, birthday!
Yeah, man.
And please, if is any member of his umpteen member family is listening, please take care of him today.
Yeah.
He got kids running around all over the place. Family.
But he's always at different events. I mean,
that's
very
what I'm
active.
Saying.
They're a very active family.
Yes, they are.
And that's the thing, man. He's here. He works here. When he leaves here, he's sprinting off to somebody's practice or sprinting off to somebody's track.
He want to put him in one of these movies so they can start making money for him. That's what we need to do.
But he does that. He does that.
And he is one of those people who's part of the infrastructure, part of the foundation of this city. And this station would be less if he were not here.
Absolutely. 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 So we want to wish him a happy birthday today. And I know with it being Saturday morning, He's probably headed to something, but hopefully at some point
with some kid in the car.
Just to kick back and prop his heels up a little bit today.
As we sit here and get ready to talk about the Braves, did you know that a guy named Tommy Lasorda, young pitcher on this day, struck out 25 in an extra inning game, went 15 innings. And Mr. Lasorda knocked in the winning run.
All that.
It was a team that he was coming up into the Dodgers. They were playing. It wasn't a major league team, but it was a game that they were playing. I think it was in Canada. But Tommy, on his way up, showed this to the Dodgers, and this was like one of his biggest days. But he had K'd 25 batters in 15 innings and knocked in the winning run.
Wow.
So he ain't all about, you know, the fun stuff that we know Tommy Lasorda, rest in peace, from.
Oh, absolutely. He was about that and very diligent about the game in all phases, but also one of the greatest ambassadors
to the game. Yes,
for the game.
Absolutely. All right, man. Where are we at with this Braves team right now? Ooh. Is he sitting here looking up at Washington, having a little issue last night with Boston? And
this time last week, we're feeling really good about these guys. They had finally gotten to 500. it's amazing when that can happen. But man, the news with this team is something
that
disturbs. Yeah, Smith Shaw's are down, and now, you know, what do you do? What do you do? You got to make some decisions. You're going to go after someone else. Is there somebody down in Gwinnett or even in your double A that you feel like you can bring up that's ready to contribute to this team to step right in at this juncture of the schedule? If it was earlier, if it was another month ago, you might not feel what you would feel right now, but you're getting to that part of the schedule where you really need to have some people that you look like can get you where you feel like you're going to go. Meanwhile, at the top of the division, you got Philadelphia and the Mets doing their thing. And as you said, you're looking up at Washington.
Looking up at Washington right now. You know? And then you have, like you said, the issues with the pitching staff and where do you go. My question is, as I sit and think about, all right, what young arm can come up? It just got me thinking back. Did we think we were going to see what we saw out of Spencer Strider? And where did he come from?
Yeah,
who was the person who said, "Watch out for this kid; he coming around the corner"? I don't remember all that much conversation. Everybody was talking about his thighs more than anything else, more than his arm when he came up. Right,
right.
So you gotta hope that there is that next person at the next level down who they're going to bring up. Who's that diamond in the rough? We don't know who it is. Who's got that intestinal fortitude that once they get up here, that mentality is like, yeah, see, y'all, you should have brought me up here last year and get in there and
say I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
And you're not sending me back.
Bust into the league like Ant-Man when he landed in the NBA.
The month of June is a good time for that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're headed into the month of June now, and you feel like that's the time you want to bring a couple of people over that you think and give them, you know, a couple of starts, several starts, and see who really takes hold. You also got to get something else going, though. You got to get your bats with some consistency. No. And that's the other thing. Nothing gives a young pitcher, someone's up trying to prove himself, confidence, and come up and know that if he gives the effort, he's going to get some run support.
Right.
And that's something that's been kind of inconsistent with this team. You got Spencer Schwellenbach that's going to go in today's game against the Red Sox against Walker Buehler. He was going to be starting for the Red Sox today. This Red Sox team comes in struggling, Greg, and that's the thing. They lose 5-1 to Boston last night, and they come in struggling. You're thinking that, you know, you're going to have, okay, here's a team that's coming to town. This is a good time for us to get well, right? Wrong, you know.
I don't look at it that way. I don't look at that necessarily being the case when a team like – you're just supposed to handle your business. It's like when you go up against a team like, well, I'm using last year as an example, the White Sox, and you lose to them.
Yeah,
you don't expect to have that happen. You also don't expect, you know, when is this happening? They're coming up against Boston. They're going up against Boston after coming off a divisional matchup on the road, and one of the games got so they had to play a doubleheader against Philadelphia. You don't want to make excuses, but understand what they came back home to and what they came from, and nobody's fresh right now, so you can't expect. Just because this team has this record, that this particular Braves team, the way it's made up, should handle them. It's an ebb and flow. And listen, there's going to be games you go out there and you wonder why Chris Sale can't do what he does on a regular basis. You said something while we were getting set up here, and you're right. You know, when you think about it, you asked out loud, who's the all-star on this team?
Yeah,
how many guys are going to show up with the game being here?
Harris, Noel, too, we got the all-star game here in town. And right now, you know, who from the Braves is going to be on the team?
The guy we just mentioned. Guaranteed. Maybe Austin Riley.
I'm just saying, who makes the team? We're hosting Major League Baseball show of shows.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. So there's no control over that, but here's something that you can't control. Who participates in some of the events? Who's in the home run derby? Who's it? You know what I mean? So if a couple of the Braves or a Brave showed up in that, all right, there's some hometown representation. But if it's just the one guy you're going to see, you know, in the actual game, and he, you know, who's going
to
start?
I don't know, even know where to begin to tell you with that.
There's a lot of unknown. And like I said, we're looking up in Washington in fourth place. So this ain't your 21 Braves team.
Yeah, this Boston team though is got a pretty young infield and a pretty interesting story. Remember we talked about the guy that couldn't find his keys? So like he started at third base for them this week. Marcelo Mayer is there, but the cool story is really who started at second base infield for them. Christian Campbell. Christian Campbell is a local product. Went to Walton High School, and had varying degrees of success. You know, playing, you know, college ball. I mean, he was on state championship teams at Walton, went to Georgia Tech. And a lot of people didn't see him being where he's at right now. It's just amazing how some people can catch fire, things fall into place for him, and they make it. And he's made a pretty fast climb. You love to talk about what people don't want to ride the bus. This guy made a pretty quick climb, and here he is nationally. And he had two hits last night. He's back home just a short ride away from where he grew up. And he's playing for the Braves, playing for Boston, and starting for them. So Christian Campbell is a great local story that's playing and glad to be back home. I was messing with Dave Cohen about it. I was like, because Dave Cohen, friend
how
of the
is
show,
Dave? Day.
He was at the game last night. He's a big Boston Red Sox fan.
And an Elvis fan.
So he
no, that's the other guy.
No, he's a big Kiss fan.
Oh, Kiss.
He's a big Kiss fan. But he was at the game last night. And I said, well, you know, you got this guy. You know, who's playing for them that went to Walton. He says, matter of fact, I went to Walton. So, shout out to Dave. Dave's a Walton High School.
Okay.
So, but that's what's happening there. But, you know, the All-Star Weekend, like we said, is coming up, and there are a lot of things. I'll forward you a list of an event, the Village, All-Star Village.
Mm-hmm.
They released that this week. Some former players, former, you know, Major League players, former Braves stars, former softball stars. That are going to be at this, and people can go at 12th through 15th. Of course, it's going to be the Village. 50 interactive activities. This is the stuff we need to go to, Greg. We need to make sure we get to get in. People have to have tickets for the All-Star Village are available. But this is the kind of stuff I want to go to because of the interviews you can get and the people you can meet. Mm-hmm. You're going to have former Braves greats that will be there. You know, guys, obviously, you know, names that you remember going back to Rafael Belliard, Marquise Grissom, Mike Hampton, you know, Glenn Hubbard.
Like
that. Yeah, okay. You got people like that are going to be there for the Braves, Javi Lopez, Leo Mazzoni, Fred McGriff. But then you got some other stars that are going to be there, like Andre Dawson's going to be there. You know, Dave Winfield going to be there. So I think that's pretty. Fred Lynn. One I look forward to meeting and talking to, I would love to, would be Lee Smith. You know, Lee
Smith. Cubs. You know, always looked like he was tired.
But just when he would come in, you know, just a tenacious competitor. And he's very much involved with the with a plan now to try to bring a Major League Baseball team to Nashville. He is actively involved with that. And that's the thing I would love to, because I always say the Braves lack for a regional rival. And it would be cool to have a regional rival up the street and have that. Everybody hears a busload of folk coming over, a busload going up there.
We're trying to put all kinds of stuff in Nashville. We're trying to put a WNBA team there.
WNBA team. They should have had that a long time ago, considering what happened in Knoxville. You know, with Pat Summitt and all of the players that she sent to the WNBA, they should have had a team long time ago. I don't know what the problem was with that, but that's them. You know what I mean? But Major League Baseball in Nashville, I hope that it takes place. But they're going to have a number of people. I think some of the softball players are going to be there. Lisa Fernandez, Jenny Finch, some greats there. But Raleigh Fingers.
He's, the mustache.
He's, yeah, man. You know,
you mentioned Fred Lynn. You know the record he holds?
Or
he did something. That stands. And we have the All-Star game coming here.
Tim Raines, too. He'll be there. Yeah.
That's Tim Raines. Just went by. Fred Lynn hit the first Grand Slam in All-Star game history.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forget he did that.
He did it on a shout chide.
Okay.
He did it on a shout chide in Chicago there.
Okay.
Back in the early 80s. Okay. I don't know. I remember that, but that was it. But also, you mentioned softball. Did you know this week that the Major League Baseball, what they did? Where's my little notes here? Major League Baseball bought into the AUSL, Athletes Athletes Unlimited Softball League.
Okay.
They bought,
really?
Into,
they bought into it.
They see what's around the corner. They see what the NFL is doing with flag football. And they see, and you talk about youth participation. This is something where, you know, different type of game. Men and women are competing. So again, they see a windfall here. So I didn't do the backs. I mean, see more of it. I just saw this headline and I went, what? And then ran into it and see, oh, these guys are, they see what's coming up. So I just want to mention that when you just said that.
You watching the Softball World Series?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Couldn't believe Liberty made it as far as they did. That was a story. Then one of the big ones got knocked out yesterday. I just saw, forgive me, I can't remember the team, but they were one of the mainstays you thought was going to win. They got knocked out. But yeah, I'm just, you know why I watch it? I wonder if I could hit that pitching.
Yeah.
That was my sport, right?
Yeah.
So I know I can't hit major league pitching. Although I could hit batting practice pitching, but competitive major league pitching, nah. But I wonder if, because that's all guys, they all feel like they could take, not necessarily get a hit or take them deep, but you just wonder what that's like standing in there catching it. Because that ball comes up.
Yeah.
As opposed to coming down on you. And it's just a different way to look. I've been in these batting cages where that arm goes like the motion of your arm, so the pitch is coming underneath as opposed to over the top. I hate those.
Yeah.
Because it just to get acclimated to that and get your eyes fixed, never liked those. I do. I wonder if I could hit
Jetty
Pitch. It's neat
to see some of them. They got this pitcher out of Texas Tech who is like unbelievable, man. And she's got over $1 million in NIL.
I believe it.
I mean, just the stories are simply remarkable.
I absolutely believe it. All right, we got Karen coming up. So we're going to take a trip over to Roland Garros and find out what is going on over there. I see your boy is still going at it. I hate that he would get this major in the home of Rafael Nadal, but
we'll see.
He's still there.
We'll see. He's still hanging. He's still hanging. I don't know if he's got 2 weeks worth in him, but we'll see.
Anyway, we got Karen Persane, the Tennis Panorama. She is joining us next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.